This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
If you've ever found yourself dancing in the kitchen to Footloose or belting out Holding Out for a Hero in the car, like I have, then you already know the magic of this soundtrack. But imagine those songs live, loud, and full of high-energy choreography on stage. Well, after a sellout season in Melbourne, Footloose, the musical, is back for an encore run from July 25. And at the heart of it is Jared Moore, who's playing the lead role of Ren McCormick. Jared, welcome to Drive.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, Footloose, it's so loved. It's the film, the musical. What went through your head when you found out you were going to play Ren?
It was a pretty, it was a bit of a whirlwind process because we went straight from the audition, got the offer, and started the rehearsals within a week. So we didn't really have time. I didn't really have time to kind of process it until I was like, oh, I'm in the theatre and I'm here. So yeah, it was. It's been a wild ride.
How do you, I suppose, you know, the role was made iconic by Kevin Bacon, of course. Have you had to watch it over and over? Like, how do you feel about playing the role?
Look, it's been, I was in a unique position because I hadn't seen the original movie.
Oh, wow.
Until after I was cast. So I actually knew more about the musical. So after learning the musical and looking at the script, I've then gone back to look at the movie and been like, okay, there's similarities, differences. Like, I like my own thing, a little bit of Kevin, you know.
So how you've been described as a newcomer to the spotlight. Now, how, like, in terms of stage, how excited are you to get up there in front of the audience and perform the lead role in what is one of the most popular musicals?
Look, it's a kind of a pinchy moment every night because it is what you've like kind of dream and aim for when you get into the biz, really, and you just chip away every year and you go to the auditions, you do the things, and then every little gig, you're just hoping leads onto the big one. And yeah, now that this one has kind of happened, it's pretty astounding.
Jared, I'm an 80s kid, so I grew up with all the 80s music. Absolutely love it. In fact, on Fridays here, we play 80s and 90s tracks. What do you think of the 80s?
Look, I have to agree that a lot of the key music has good music. It's the 80s and the 90s is where it's at, especially since I've grown up with, like, my parents are playing it all and being fed to me that way as well. And then even, yeah, so getting to do that on stage every night as well, it's like, you can't really complain ever.
Do you have a favorite number that you perform?
That I perform? For my songs, I'm Free, Heaven Help, is a great one. It's a great way to end act one, but I get to watch from the sidelines as they do Holding Out for a Hero, and every time I'm like, oh, that's a good song. God, I wish I was in that one.
Now, Ren arrives in a small town, I think, where dancing is pretty much banned, isn't it? Or it's certainly not allowed. That's a pretty wild concept for today, isn't it? So what do you think the story still says, I suppose, to audiences in 2025?
It's one of those ones that while the specifics themselves may not be as kind of as applicable to a modern setting, the general kind of idea of being told not to do something or being restricted in any sort of way, it can kind of, it bleeds through even today in a lot of settings. And I think just like the core of it and being true to yourself and having to trying to break free and have some sort of individualism is, like, I think a bit of a key idea that people any age will be able to kind of relate with.
And be able to express yourself as well.
Exactly, yes.
Now, this is a big ensemble show. What's it like working with such a dynamic cast?
It's really great. It's really fun because we've got people from, we've got youngins who have just 18, 19 freshies that are into their first kind of big production. And then we've got some people who have been performing for years. So we've got a really good mix in terms of experience and backgrounds and everything. So, and that's kind of the best part, I think, is like the show is good, but the cast is what makes it. And we're having a really great time.
Is it just as fun off stage as on stage?
Arguably more fun, but we'll never let the audience know that.
No.
The best on stage.
We're speaking with Jared Moore, who stars as Ren McCormick in Footloose, the musical now returning to Melbourne's Athenaeum Theatre for a limited encore season. For those who haven't seen the musical yet, what kind of night can they expect?
I think it's a night to get away and kind of escape a bit and just have a bit of have some fun with some 80s anthems that everyone knows, but still come away with a nice, really touching story at the heart of it as well. Mm. So really get the best of both worlds in that way.
Are your parents going to go see it?
Well, they came down last season because they're in Queensland, because I'm from Queensland originally. So they flew down for last season, and we'll see if we can get them down again. I don't think I need to convince Mum twice to come down to Melbourne. You know, she's pretty easy to convince.
She'll be singing the 80s tunes. Jared, thank you so much. Break a leg for the new season. I look forward to seeing it. Thanks for joining us on Drive. That is Footloose the Musical, returning to the Athenaeum Theatre from July 25 for a strictly limited run. You can grab your tickets now at footloosethemusical.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.